All right, if you're trying to send us a voice message for Enough, we're 20 minutes away from our Enough segment. If you're watching on YouTube right now, I'm showing you how to do it. You open the Odyssey app. I personally go down to search. I click on the search button, and it says stations near you. I click on WCCO, and then there it is, right next to the Listen Live button, send a voice message. You click the button, up pops up a little thing that says tap the microphone to record a message. What have you had enough of? Funny is welcome. Serious is welcome. We'll get into that at 5:20. But first, D-Rush Hour News headlines. We begin with the lead.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the DeRush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
We begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
And this federal operation at Lake Street at Las Cuatro Milpas yesterday continues to be a major talker in the Twin Cities. Politicians blaming each other, blaming ICE, blaming the feds, mad, angry, on edge, all of that happening. Within the last couple of hours, we got a statement from a U.S. Congresswoman, Ilhan Omar. She is the U.S. representative for that part of the Twin Cities. And Representative Omar said, "Our community is on high alert, panicked and scared after yesterday's federal enforcement action. What we saw with the militarized force an unjust misuse of force created chaos that was on full display." And then she said, "We don't have all the details. It was part of a criminal investigation. We might not be able to give more information, but we'll share it." So we're kind of all over the place here, right? This is what we know. It was not an ICE immigration raid. And ICE agents were a part of it. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, was on with Chad Hartman earlier today.
When I heard from the chief, there were, you know, two questions that I had. The first was, is the MPD involved? And the answer is no. Now, we do have an obligation to keep people safe. And when you have a standoff between protesters and federal agents with large guns, wearing fatigues, that are in a neighborhood that are not familiar with, dealing with people that they are not familiar with, yes, we have an obligation to keep the peace and to make sure that people are safe. And we stand by that. That is a critical piece.
It's kind of a no-brainer, right? Federal law enforcement agents should be commended for going after people who are accused of drug trafficking, money laundering. We need to support the ability to investigate and raid and go after people. We also can fairly look at law enforcement and say, you know what, knowing the circumstance, and I get it, when you're a federal agent, sometimes the way you put together a force to carry out a warrant is you bring other agents in. So if you're Homeland Security, maybe you bring in the U.S. Marshals, and maybe you bring in the DEA. And then maybe you also bring ICE. Hello? How about don't bring in ICE right now? This doesn't seem that difficult. A way that you still can carry out your duty. We should support that and cheer for it. At the same time, why are you driving everybody crazy when you know that people are on edge? Unless you just don't care. That does seem to be the vibe coming from the federal government, that they don't care. But here in this state, I think we do care. And so could this have been done better? I think so. Do I hope that they get to the bottom of whoever's smuggling drugs and money laundering? You better believe I do. So we can support both of those things at the same time. Next up, news in the Star Tribune this afternoon that the one holdout of Back to the Office is making some minor steps that are being noticed. Target has recalled more employee groups. That's the headline in the Minnesota Star Tribune this afternoon. The story breaking just around an hour ago. And Target is not saying that they have changed their policy. Don't you love corporate America? You're like, do we really know what's going on here? No, we don't. Target is saying we didn't change our corporate policy.
Remember that story the other week about being better communicators at Target, especially when it came to in-house communication? Remember that story? How they were going to do that?
Well, I don't know that I'm going to throw them under the bus on this one, Dan. In this situation, I do think Target has always said that individual teams have the ability to do whatever they want. If you're a merchandising team and you think it would be better to have the clothing team or the electronics team in office, it's your team. Call them in if you want to call them in. What we see here is more of those teams doing that. Now, is that Target saying to their kind of lower managers, like, hey, you guys could do this if you want? I assume yes, right? But who knows?
Maybe if there was better communication, we wouldn't have an answer to that
question. Well, they don't need to communicate to us. Is there good internal communication? That, well, we don't really know. Multiple divisions have been notified by managers in recent days and weeks. They'll be expected to work at the office soon, is what the paper reports. The reason this matters is that at the end of last year, Target was the second largest downtown employer, 7,000 plus employees designated as headquarters employees. There was a time when Target was the number one downtown employer. And I know, like, my friends who work at Target feel like it's not their problem to support downtown. Why should they have to come to the office? And I would say there used to be 500 small businesses in the Skyways, largely set up to support Target. And now what happened to them? So we celebrate it. If Target is coming back, I think it's going to be great. I wish, as always, we've been consistent, Dan, saying that if we were in charge, we would provide incentives for people to come back to work. Give them, you get a premium, a pay premium, you get more vacation, whatever. The carrot to get you to come back to work. To the surprise of literally no one, corporate America has decided to hide at first. No, 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 we're not going to make you come back to work. No, we love remote work. You guys are efficient. You're doing great. Culture is fine. We can do that over Zoom. You knew corporate America was going to corporate America. You knew that they were going to bring people back to work. And what a shocker. They're bringing people back to work. One more thing in the D-Rush Hour news headline lead, and that is the Fortune 500 list that has just come out in Forbes. Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal reporting on this. Minnesota has 17 companies in the Fortune 500 list. Number three is everybody's favorite company, United Health Group, right? I mean, who do people love more? It's a big company. Moved up to number three. They were number four last year. Polaris fell off the list. But remember, 3M did the spinoff of that healthcare company, Solventum. So we're still at 17. Target lost a little ground. U.S. Bank Corp improved. Ameriprise and Thrivent all improved. Best Buy is 108. CHS is 115. General Mills is 216, so lots of Minnesota companies. Hormel moving almost $12 billion. I think mostly Spam, right? Do you think? Probably some bacon. Hormel makes the pepperoni in most. Yeah. When you get a pepperoni pizza, if you get the good pepperoni, it's usually Hormel. you know, this is what I take away from the rankings. That is the lead of the D Rush Hour News headlines. Let's do page two in just a moment. We'll talk about how a college hockey arena became the go-to high school graduation project. New development happening in St. Paul and the biggest war going on in Edina. That when we come back. D Rush Hour News headlines, page two, and we begin with the question of how a hockey rink became the official headquarters for high school graduation. Right. I'll be there on Sunday night listening to young Sam DeRusha. Good Lord, should I be afraid about what that kid is going to say? Sam is one of the two graduation speakers for Maple Grove High School. 23 high school graduations hosted there this year. Minnesota Star Tribune writing about this. Once the mess from one school is cleaned up, in come thousands more from another. Mariucci has become the go-to for large suburban schools looking for an indoor air-conditioned commencement venue that can hold about 6,000 people. Now, I graduate, my high school, suburban Chicago, had 400 kids, and our graduation was on the football field, and it was so hot. It was so
hot. How hot was it?
It was so hot. Anoka Hennepin was the first district to reach out to Mariucci as a commencement location about 15 years ago. And now, do you think they were worried about, oh no, people are going to be hot and sweaty? No, they were worried about, well, we don't want to tear up the football field. You know, we don't want to wreck the turf. It's always the football players. We got to worry about them. My wife, her sister graduated from Wayzata High School. And I remember going, because we were dating when Kim was like 10. So the Wayzata graduation was at Northrop.
Mm.
But Northrop underwent a big renovation. And Northrop used to have about 5,000 seats, and now it has about 2,800 seats. So Mariucci is the only air conditioning building on campus that can handle the crowd. So that's sort of how it happened.
My graduation from Osseo High School back in 19 was at Target Center.
Ah.
Target Center. I think we had a graduating class. I'm trying to remember. I think ours was just over 500. My brother graduated 2 years later with just over 700.
It costs about 10 grand. That's the base price to rent out Mariucci. And then you got to pay for... So it's, 11 grand a day is what Anoka Hennepin said. And then you pay more for security and police and emergency medical support and then the AV and all of that. But, yeah, it brings in about 200 grand for Mariucci. Not bad. Maybe they could use, fix up the joint a bit. St. Paul City Council rolls back rent control. And, my gosh, you wouldn't believe what would happen. All of a sudden, there's a lot of this happening. Fred Mello and the Pioneer Press reporting on groundbreaking for a long-stalled, almost $70 million phase of construction within the Highland Bridge area. So they'll get the first retail addition since that Lunds and Byerly is located over there. The Highland Bridge, it's the old Ford plant. It's about 50% developed. But the Ford plant closed in 2011. It's been about 13 years of planning, soil remediation, and building construction. Rent control, the fact that the city rolled back some of it. The other part of the delay, it's not 100% rent control. The interest rate environment has been part of this as well. But now, four single-level retail buildings, a 97-unit mixed-use apartment building with more retail, and a two-level parking structure happening in St. Paul. So good news. Good news there. The biggest war in Edina, is Southdale versus the Galleria.
Does anybody want some cake?
Yes. That's very good. Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal reporting about some of the battle over luxury. It's been very interesting as these two venues have been duking it out. Which of these stores gets you excited, Dan? So we got Louis Vuitton.
I mean, it's so tough to...
You're kind of a Louis Vuitton guy, aren't you?
Not even remotely, no. No, not at all.
All right.
No, sorry.
Louis Vuitton. How about Tiffany?
Yeah, no.
No?
Nope.
I could see you like with a nice, beautiful Tiffany, like maybe like a pinky ring or something.
Yeah, no.
Gucci, Burberry, Moncler, Max Mara, David Yurman, Watches of Switzerland / Rolex, any of that?
No.
Lululemon, Tory Burch, Legacy Toys? No.
No.
Southdale with a new luxury wing scheduled to open on June 12th. $400 million that the mall's owner, Simon, has spent to try to take America's oldest enclosed mall into the future. I've been told that there's been a little bit of kind of strong-arming to get some of the Galleria retailers to move across the street. Because if you are a national retailer, Simon has a lot of malls. And so Simon's like, hey, you want to be in my mall in Orlando? You want to be in my mall in New York? You want it? Like, we'll see you across the street. Better get over to Southdale. Galleria is attracting plenty of other operations. They got Aloe Yoga, Lasery, a couple other spots which will fill those holes, but kind of interesting any time. That's the deal. Is there a Cinnabon? Jonathan wants. Nikki is asking. Is there a Cinnabon? I think.
Now you're talking my language.
I think Southdale does still have a Cinnabon, so you're good to go. That's the D Rush Hour News headlines. Let's do enough. Your rants, your raves. What are you sick and tired of? The voice message box is open. The email inbox is open. Jason@odyssey.com. And you can call or text, too, at 651-461-9226.